Welcome to the Financial Freedom Report. This is your host, Jason Hartman, and this show is basically a sampler of our larger newsletter entitled The Financial Freedom Report, Financial Self-Defense in Uncertain Times. In each show, we'll share with you just one sampler article of our larger newsletter. The newsletter is available at jasonhartman.com, and we would love to have you join our subscriber family. The newsletter is usually about 16 to 20 pages long, and it usually has about 18 or 20 articles of different interest. So here is one of those articles as a free sample for you, and please join our subscriber family at jasonhartman.com.
What to do when you are stuck investing in stocks? There are many investors who have heeded the advice of Jason Hartman and are looking to diversify their investment positions out of the stock market. However, many of these people have a large percentage of their investment assets tied up in a company 401k that has limited investment choices. What can a person do who is being held captive to a limited menu of investment options in the current environment? In this situation, the optimal strategy is to capture market returns while minimizing the costs associated with acquiring those returns. Fund managers have a tendency to charge hefty fees for their services and frequently underperform their comparable market indexes. The reason for this is not difficult to reason out. When the gains and losses of all the market players are added together, they average out to the market rate of return. This simple arithmetic dictates that if one manager overperforms the market, that he must be offset by another that underperforms the market. Furthermore, fund managers must overcome the hefty fees that they charge in order to beat the market return. The net result is a zero-sum game created by everybody chasing the same market returns that turns into a negative-sum game when costs are factored in. So how does a 401k investor get out of this fund manager prison of high costs and disappointing returns? The answer to this dilemma is achieved through the use of index funds in a stock portfolio. By capturing the average market returns at a minimal cost, index funds allow investors to ignore the noise of daily stock market volatility and focus on the fundamentals. For investors who are looking for further diversification without losing the advantages of indexing, they can choose market indexes for small or medium-sized companies that tend to be more volatile and produce higher returns. Similarly, index fund investors can choose international indexes that produce favorable returns and reduce portfolio volatility. In addition to this, there is another option available to jailbreak some of your money out of the 401k, and that option is to take a loan against your retirement plan. This strategy is typically advised against because most people use the loan from their 401k to purchase items like cars or boats that decline in value. However, if you are astute and aggressive, there may be an opportunity to use your 401k as a vehicle to acquire capital for investment in other assets, like rental real estate. It is no secret that prudent investors should seek to limit their exposure to the stock market. However, for investors that are in 401k jail with their employers, there is a viable way to structure your stock market investments in such a way that the major pitfalls of traditional stock investing are mitigated. And for those who are more adventurous, most 401k plans allow the owners to take a loan against the plan balance for outside investment. By thinking creatively, prudent investors can mitigate the impact of 401k jail and use this tool to help build long-term wealth.
I hope you enjoyed that sampler article from the Financial Freedom Report. In each issue, we discuss creating wealth through the most historically proven investment in human history, and that is income property. We also discuss home-based business opportunities, internet business opportunities, solopreneurship, and becoming a lifestyle entrepreneur. So please take a look at the Financial Freedom Report at jasonhartman.com. We have a lot of free content on that website. properties, business opportunities, a fantastic blog, and our larger show, The Creating Wealth Show, also is available at jasonhartman.com or on iTunes. We have a whole bunch of shows. Just search Jason Hartman in the iTunes store. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll look forward to talking with you on the next Financial Freedom Report.